Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy Dr. Kano and
Yellow Sub,
and we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact the official DCYS at gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com, where you can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS. What up? It's your boy, Dr. Kano, and
Hello, sir.
And this is the DCYS show on the Blackout Radio Network. Shout out to the whole crew. It gets bigger and better. Tonight we have a good show for you. Sorry we were gone last week, but we're back.
A little under the weather, still under the weather, but we're here for you.
Yeah, Ty's, my bad. Yellow Sub is a little under the weather, but we're good. We're here now. Tonight we got a nice little show for you. If you're unfamiliar with our show, we're here to let you guys kind of connect and promote yourself. It's just a platform in that regard. We allow you to spit and that sort of thing. If you intend on rapping or singing, 8 to 16 bars, please, because we do have other people that want to get on, and please don't feel offended if I interject in that regard. We also have a song we're dropping called Energy, produced by myself and Yellow Sub, written by myself and Yellow Sub, and performed by ourselves. So hopefully you guys like that. If you don't, give us some feedback. It's all good. There's only one way to get better. So, I guess that's it. Anything else, Mr. Wyatt? Oh, links? Are you filling up for the links there? All right. You can reach us by way of email at theofficialdcys@gmail.com. And if you want to send us music, that's the way to get your music aired. Now I'm blanking. What we got? Now I'm blanking. Thank you, Wyatt. Go ahead.
I'm going to try this. Facebook and Periscope is at @theofficialdcys. Instagram and Twitter is @DCYS_ENT. You said our email?
Yep.
And our work in progress website is theofficialdcys.blogspot.com.
All right, he did something. All right, we're good. What else? Oh, I want to say something really important. I forget. Oh, if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. I fully intend to get into everybody. Hopefully, we don't cut anybody off. But let's start the show off right. Who's first, Mr. Black Deer?
734-363-ALAR. Hey, what's going on? This is Mike with Eclectic Vision Entertainment, on the Eclectic Vision.
What's up?
Clocking in. See how y'all doing today, man.
Hey, what's going on, man? How you?
No, I'm good. I'm actually out here promoting, and while I'm promoting at the show, on y'all's show, so, okay. I just want to say what's up, everybody, and right now I got a great deal going on the beats. I'm actually giving away a beat package, so okay. It consists of 10 beats, free of charge to use. Go ahead, do what y'all need to do with them. Just shoot me an email. The email is eclecticvision73@gmail.com. That's eklecticvision@gmail.com. Yeah, just get at me, man. I got that beat package for y'all, man. I want to hear what we got because I'm trying to put a mixtape together for the underground rapper. So let's get out here and make it happen.
Now, how long you been doing that for, making beats?
Oh, man, as far as making beats, I've been doing that for, I'd say about 20 years. I've been in music since I was about 3 years old. I play 15 instruments, so I incorporate all that in my beats.
Nice. That's pretty impressive.
I'm just trying to make it out here, man.
Sorry. What are you using for production? What's your
right now, I'm pretty much familiar with all the software. I am messing with Cubase and Pro Tools a lot, but I still dabble in the FL a lot too. That's because it's a lot easier to make the beats with that. But yeah, man, this is like a dream for me, a passion for me, you know. So I just want to give a little couple words for these guys out here, man. You know, we all got dreams, and what we need to do is we need to set goals for these dreams, because if we don't set goals to meet these dreams, they just become nightmares, because we're going to waste our talents. So, I just want to let y'all know, hey, I'm 34. I'm about to be 34 in a couple weeks, man. I'm still doing it. I ain't giving up yet.
Now, you're preaching to the choir, man. And if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. I see Mr. Black here typing right now. There it is. I hear you. YS and I are a day apart. We're both 32, but we're doing it, you know. There's a niche for everybody.
Right.
Whether it's production, rapping, it's all good. We appreciate you calling in and all that good stuff. Do you have a website?
Actually, if you can actually Google Eclectic Vision and everything will pop up.
Right.
You know, our videos, our websites, we're on Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, SoundClick, you name it, we own it. As far as our official website, I'm still getting that together. And we have it together here pretty soon, though. So I'll constantly call in to keep you guys updated also.
No, definitely. And, you know how we have, like, our little intro? We're trying to make a new one. So we're looking for a beat to kind of go over it. So if you want to send one, we'll throw it on there, a little free advertising, you know?
Can definitely do that. Matter of fact, I already got a beat for y'all, man. I'm sitting on about 600 beats.
No.
So...
All right.
Yeah, I got you, man. I got something for y'all, man. I'll definitely send it in, if not tonight, first thing in the morning, man.
All right, I'll send an email to you so you have a contact, and we'll move forward from there. All right?
Sounds like a plan, man. All
right, man. You thanks for calling in. Definitely check in with us, and I hope to hear from you soon.
All right, you soon, brother.
All right, be good.
All right, peace.
Peace, man. Call us if you're on the line. Please hold. We will get to you. Don't assume that if you say what your artist name is or, you know, your production company name is, that we know how you spell it. Because he rightfully spelled Eclectic, because otherwise I wouldn't have had no idea that was a K there. So shout out to him, man. See what's going on with his beats and stuff. That's what's up, man. 600? Damn. All right. Who's next, Mr. Black here?
484-908, you're live.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. What's going on?
Chilling. What's your name, man?
Poetic Soul 215, calling out of Philly.
Poetics. Okay. Where you calling from?
Philadelphia, Philly.
Oh, Philly. All right. Shout out to Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Right down the road, man. All right. You got a Facebook, Instagram you want to shout out?
Yeah, I got Poetic Soul. My Instagram is Poetic Soul 215. That's POETISOEL 215. And Facebook, Poetic Soul, spelled the same exactly way, Jackson. You know, I got videos, you know, well, mainly, you know, like, it's just visuals and stuff like that, man. You know what I mean? So that's my social media is, you know, like, it's just really for all my art, you know, just music and stuff like that. I'm a storyteller, you know. I'm Pac reincarnated. You know what I mean? Flick Rick with the storytelling. No, seriously, like, I'm Flick Rick with
like
storytelling.
It.
You know what I mean? So, but you know, and then you know, like, I get all my influences from the past. You know what I mean? Like the scholars before me. So.
Yeah. So let me ask you, in regards to current hip hop, I guess trap, you mess with that or what?
What, trap music?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Your style is,
no.
Yeah, okay. I thought.
No.
What
no,
is
I'm
that
more like
do?
A Nas.
Okay.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, Nas. Yeah. Well, what's your favorite Nas album? Let me ask you that.
Of all time, Illmatic.
Yeah. Illmatic? Okay.
Illmatic. Mm-hmm.
I like Illmatic.
My favorite album.
I really like Stillmatic. Like, the first Nas album I heard was Stillmatic. Not for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that album. That was one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like Illmatic. I'm with you on that one. How long have you been rapping for?
I'm 26. I've been rapping since I was 15. Right. And like, listen, right, you know, like, it's so crazy because, you know, like, my first album that I ever listened to was I was it was in 97. I was 7 years old, Christmas, right? You know, my first album was DMX. Look, listen, DMX, Fresh in My Fresh Blood, In My Blood. I was rocking that joint.
Crazy. Oh, okay, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, you know what's funny?
How, you know,
my first album,
what?
My first album, Poetic, was And Then There Was X. That's funny as hell that you brought that up. That's funny as hell you brought that up.
Yeah,
I hear you.
You know,
and now I look back on it, and I kind of miss DMX. I kind of miss him.
Man.
But,
like, that open poetry, like, nobody done that, like, nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. You know what I mean? Like, even to this day, like, you know, like, when I hear, you know, like, Kendrick Lamar, you know, like, that was his influences too, you know, like, DMX, because DMX was real, man. And then, you know, he told reality rap, you know, he gave background of where he came from, and that's what I'm doing.
Right. If you're listening, please hold. We will get to you. Right now we're talking to Poetic Soul 215. Poetic, we definitely have a bunch of callers to get to, but I want to give you the opportunity to maybe spit a little bit so they know what you're about. Is that cool?
Yes, that's fine. I was working on something today. I said,
All right.
I said, lyrically don't compare the statistics are not yet clear. How dare you sit in your chair with the case to judge where I live with my people sour and the synagogue powder in my atmosphere. Where's the truck on the brink of death? I can't hear him interpret me queer because my style is fruitful and different. I go and ranch Wayne Pads. My seat was taken. I rode the bandwagon just to get here. I made mistakes, had to lay in them. I can lie with no bed. I got no fear. I stood in the rain and stormy as weather when lifting weights is conducive. We had the warm, I stood in the rain and stormy as weather when lifting weights is conducive. Oh, man, I don't know. I messed up on
that.
Right,
good, man. Listen, I already told you. I appreciate it because we don't hear that kind of that often. So you keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, the pop reincarnated.
Yeah.
You already know.
Thanks, man.
All right. I will say, though, I want you to check in again. I want you to spit more bars and keep doing what you're doing, all right?
All right. So I check in, like, every day or what?
Every Wednesday on our show, but our network has shows every day. And you definitely find one all times. So definitely right. Continue to check us out and get your name out there. All right, Poetic?
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, kid. You be good.
All right.
All right, man. Peace.
Damn, I messed up on that.
listen. So, you know, if you mess up when you're spitting, it's all good. But listen, it takes a lot to go on the air and just spit in front of, you know, you don't know how many people are listening. So it's all good. You know what I mean? Nobody's perfect. But file Poetic Soul. Definitely check out collectivevision@gmail.com. See what his beats are like. And if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. Right now you're rocking with Dr. Kano and
Yellow Sub.
Yeah, on the Blackout Radio Network. Who's next?
732-357, you're live.
Hey, yo, what's up?
What's good?
How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Who's on the line?
My name's Berto. B-E-R-T-O.
Berto.
Yeah.
Okay. What's good? Where you from?
Jersey.
Jersey. Hold on. I hear 732. Is that what I heard? Where you from?
From Jersey.
No. What city?
Oh, South Mountain Brook.
You know what's funny? You're about 10 minutes from us. No. You're 5 minutes from us.
Yeah, 5 minutes. Across the bridge.
Really?
You know where, you know Lincoln Boulevard?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You know Lincoln Boulevard. That's where we're at right now.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. Small world, man.
Small world.
But, Berto, it's not about us. It's about you, man. So what's the deal, man? What's good?
What's up, man? I'm a singer, songwriter, and, I actually just dropped a verse to Not Nice, where you could just hear it on either my Instagram or my Facebook.
Okay.
My Instagram is Prince Charming 1325. It's Prince Charming because that's what I'm going to name my first album. So.
Okay.
Prince Charming,
okay.
And Facebook is just Berto, B-E-R-T-O. All
right. And that's funny, man. Did you grow up in South Mountain Brook? Is that the deal?
Yeah, born and raised.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Damn. All right.
I didn't know y'all were
so
like five
neighbors.
Away. That's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what's funny? If you're a singer and shit, man, you know, definitely, what's your email so we can get that? And maybe we could communicate on that front.
Roberto yeah. F 39275 at gmail.com.
39275. All right. Anyway, so how long you been doing your thing?
Well, right now I'm 20, so I've been writing music since I was like 13, and
right.
I've been singing, you know, way before that, you know, so
yeah.
I've been doing it for a little bit, doing it for all a little right. while now.
All right. Callers, please hold. We will get to you. Right now we're talking to Birdo from around the corner from us, which is awesome, I would say. So what's your influences, Birdo?
Well, what drives me is just, you know, try to top all the other artists that are in the game right now. You know, and mm-hmm. it's just try to just, like, to be the best I can be and try to,
yeah.
like, entertain people with my music.
Okay. Are you producing as well for yourself, or are you just kind of what are you doing?
Well, actually, I actually, like, plan out all my instrumentals through chords that I play from acoustic guitar. And then I go to like a engineer, and we
mm-hmm.
produce a sort of like an instrumental together all around. So he has like the piano, the drums, you know, and then the guitar,
yeah.
electric guitar, anything else, you know. So I rearrange the chords, and then, you know, he helps build up the rest of the instrumental.
Yeah, no, that's pretty cool, man. I think that's a good way to do it. Now. We do have a bunch of other calls I want to get to, but you want to sing a little bit to let the callers know what you're about before we move on to the next one?
Yeah, sure, man. Sure. Well,
right.
I'll rap something real quick.
All right, I didn't know you had that. All right, go for it.
Yeah, I like both. I like rapping and freestyling, and so I'll do.
You know, it's funny.
I'll rap something real quick.
Before you go in there, you know, Chris Brown used to rap and sing, but he chose singing because he wants ladies. So it's not a bad decision.
Yeah, I'm on the same road.
All right, just don't beat anybody up, all right? But go ahead, man. You want?
Look what I become. Did everything in my power to be number one. I started when I was in my didn't know in one. Now I'm putting in my work and I'm getting my stuff done and I won't fall. Now when I got my people standing with me, this talk. If you recall, I'm a big boss. Yes, big boss. Think I really give a damn if you pissed off? Get pissed off. I'll crisscross it like Chris Paul. I'll catch every single little bit of your attention. Almost kind of like I'm throwing up Pokeball. Young Latin assassin, I've been passing these obstacles while you're laughing with the passion and the fashion. It kind of look like I'm living in the biggest mansion and I'm punking you hitters like Ashton Kutcher. Turn it up, kind of like a buster. And every beat that I seek, I'm going to stomp on my feet. You should only start calling me a killer. Better not disturb my peace, because if you see me clench my teeth, the only time you come see me is when you finally said DC. You already know. That's a little song.
A little Birdo right there. I didn't know you had that. Nah, that was a good flow. But listen, Birdo, I appreciate you calling. Definitely check in with us again, and we're going to hit you up, all right?
All right, yo, word up. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Sounds good, man. You be good. All right, man.
All right,
be
man.
Good. All right. Damn. Right around the corner.
Yeah, man.
Who would have thought about that? Like, if you're listening, I'm telling you. It's right around the corner. I could,
walk
like.
There.
I ain't walking there.
No,
all right. No. But shout out to Birdo. Shout out to Poetic Soul and my man, Eclectic Vision, for calling up and showing us some love. Who we got next, Mr. Black Tear?
912-658, you're locked.
What's happening, Black Eye? How's everybody doing?
What's going on, man?
What up?
Hey, my name is Nick Player. I'm a rapper, producer out of Savannah, Georgia. I got an indie label called Eccentric Entertainment. What I've been doing recently is putting together an album, self-produced. I got I got a little studio myself. I work with some artists around here, some of the more established in the street artists. I don't know, you know,
right.
If you guys know Lil Wody or La Skrilla. I don't even know if you guys know anything about Savannah rap.
A-Town, huh? All right. That's what's up.
I mean, yeah, we're on the coast. Truthfully, how it really is, like, the real shit of Savannah is Atlanta artists can't fucking come down here. They're scared to, specifically
okay.
because they know what Savannah's about. Like, there's a hurricane hit here recently, for instance, right? So they evacuated Savannah. Well, all the people from Savannah, we all rode up to Atlanta. And in our first night, 66 shots rang out downtown in Atlanta. And probably guess who shot those out.
Well, I would
but
say...
But if you don't know this, like, for instance, Gucci Mane can't come down to Savannah. Why? Because he's an Atlanta artist. He came down here and did a show without anybody knowing and just popped up. No promotion, but, like, you know, the day before, did a show. Mm-hmm. They would have got him. He would have been dead. Not many artists can come around here. Like, if you know anything about Savannah, Savannah is a little Boosie city.
Well, you have a career. So why would you want to get caught off with that?
I mean, it's just what it is. I'm just trying to explain the city of Savannah, you know?
I hear you, man. I'm trying to hear from you. All right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's weird out here, like, the rap culture out here. It's not just about music. Like, you got to live what you say out here. So, there's hardly any hip-hop out here. Like, the only good hip-hop artist that I know that's out here right now, Knife.
Dope Knife, okay.
He's got shows up in New York all the time. He's got shows, you know, all throughout the United States, and he's really the only one out here putting on for hip hop. As far as me, mm-hmm. I mean, I spit something right now, like, check it, it's elementary, spitting the truth, lecturing, lit in the booth, fire, illuminating my enemy, snake slither with centipedes, cold shivers, sending me, I'm holding this 9mm, with 17 reasons entering, fuck whatever they sentence me, only God is my witness, I gotta get past the precedence, past the ketchup eventually, misery, love, company, defeat, and fear is gluttony, people beware the fuckery, always amongst us. Your back is turning, mumbling, pack a burner for lunch, automatically snapping on anybody for brunch, you're lying to everyone, lying you believe it, starving for them to feed it, the more they hype you up, the more you become conceited, the fame is not competing, eating away your ego slowly, no repercussions are solely in your controlling, poetry ever flowing, I left for my expression, anybody is hating so in a reflection.
Nick, play it. Yeah. Now, you kind of wrapped up the call for me, but I'll say, why don't you shout out your social media before we move on to the next call so they can hit you up from Eccentric Entertainment.
Yeah, you can just type in Facebook, Eccentric Entertainment, SoundCloud/Eccentric Entertainment, Instagram, Eccentric Entertainment. I just go under that, you know, because it's my label. So I produce for a lot of people out here, including myself, and that's why I use that name. That is my real name, Nick Player, so you can look me up on Facebook. I got music I dropped last week. You know, I put like 9 songs up just for like demoing it out. So I appreciate y'all.
Well, Nick, I was going to say, definitely call back in again. You know what I mean? And most importantly,
number.
Stay out of trouble, please, so we can hear from you.
Man,
again.
You already know that. You already know that. I'm always in the studio or at work. I don't even associate with any of that. I had to call that off, man, because it's not real. That's another type of internet. It's not a fake, you know, it's a fake reality.
Yeah, no. I would only cut off in there. Definitely check in again. We'll look forward to hearing from you soon, all right?
Yeah, man. I'll call you all in a couple of days.
All right, man. Be good.
Y'all take it easy, man. Peace.
You too. All right, if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. My fault, Black Tear. That was Nick Player from Eccentric Entertainment. It's actually EXCENTRIK. So I want to say, like, again, if you have a name that's kind of spelled differently, we're not going to know. You got to spell it out. I will say, though, the dynamic he was describing, I get it. I haven't lived a life like that where I could get caught up in something like he was describing. And I'm definitely encouraging guys to not get caught up in that kind of shit, just for a simple fact that life has so much more to offer outside of jail. And you land in there for reasons of acting hard or some shit like that, or trying to do something that you really aren't. It's not worth it. But some people have to live in that dynamic, so they know more about it than me. But I would encourage you to stay out of trouble. All right, who we got next on the line?
504-858 you lock.
Hey, this is Artistic Domino. How y'all doing tonight?
Well, good, man. How about you?
All right. Shout out to Black Tear, Blackout Radio, the Worldwide. What's your name, sir?
Dr. Cano, or you can call me Sean. Either one. Dr. Cano or Sean, whichever one works for you, man.
All right, Dr. Connor, shout out to you.
Thank you.
Artistic Domino. I'm from Louisiana. I got a Lil Chew album coming out next month for about video. We're doing a video shoot on the 1st.
Cool.
I put a new single out on SoundCloud called Best Friend. Y'all can look it up at SoundCloud, Black Bob Entertainment, Black Bob spelled BLACKBLOBB. And all of my my links on SoundCloud too, Facebook, all that stuff. Y'all can look me up on there. And for beats, y'all can if y'all need beats, look on YouTube and check me out. And my email is artd663@gmail.com.
All right. How long you been doing your craft for, man? How long you been doing this?
I've been making beats since I was 16. Then all the way to 98, I was getting my education and I started out making my own beats and selling them, Valentine, and people love them. So I shot from everywhere, from the west to the down south. And I was doing hustling until I made my own record label in 2003.
Yeah.
And everybody loved the music, so I got hot artists on there.
You've been out there.
Also, y'all can purchase the album for on 7 Digital. The title is Artistic Domino Presents the West Coast and Down South Boys. Artistic Domino is ARTICTIK. That's how you spell that, Artistic Domino.
Artistic. So please hold, this isn't for you, but of course, please hold, we will get to you right now. We're rocking with Artistic Domino. So that the album coming up, you produced the whole thing? Like is that like a self-produced album?
I'm the only producer. I produce everything.
Damn.
I produce
it's a lot of hard work. Yeah. A lot of hard work.
Yeah. Oh, also, RBL Posse. A guy named Hector from RBL Posse. I'm producing a whole album for him. All
right.
And we'll be doing some big things this year. Yep.
All right. Well, we're definitely checking you out for that. Now, I do have other callers to get to, as you know. I don't want people waiting too long. Like, I didn't want you to wait long. You want to spit some bars maybe before we let you go? Is that cool? What you think?
I don't really rap, but I spit probably just a little something.
Nah, a little something for the people listening.
All right. I'm artistic, making these beats with scratch like biscuits. And they can't fuck with this money, y'all punk bitches. I run the blob.
Listen, you're trying to go right off the top. And I could listen. If I try to do that, you all be laughing at me like, who the fuck is that?
It's all good. It's all love.
Yeah, exactly right. Exactly right. You keep doing your thing. I hope that album goes well. I hope the video shoot goes even better. And, you keep doing your thing, all right?
Yeah, shout out to True Down South. He's on the Ross Black Blood roster. He's cousin of Master LP, too. Used to rap with Master V back in the day. Called the Sunshine Boys. In New Orleans. Shout out to everybody doing their thing. I'm going to be honest out there in Sacramento putting it down. Everybody in Los Angeles, Bay Area, everywhere around this world doing their thing. Shout out to y'all.
All right, man. Well, listen, we look forward to hearing from you again, all right? Good luck in the future.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for calling in. You'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, too. Later.
All right. So, you know what I like about our show so far? Fresh callers from everywhere, including Louisiana, Atlanta. Not that I don't like having my repeat callers, because I definitely like talking to my my people out there that call in pretty regularly. But right now, we're going to switch gears. You're rocking with Dr. Conaway.
Yellow sub.
That sick-ass yellow sub right now. He ain't talking too much because he's sick. We're going to drop our latest song called Energy. If you're listening on the line and you want to give us some feedback, you don't like it, you do like it, you know, it's all good. We'd like to hear what you think about it. So, Mr. Black J, we got that joint rolled up.
Pressure for so long, steady cooking in the kitchen. Pressure cooker timing off, I can blow up any minute. Would have prevented this disaster if you had paid attention. Been down for so long, the turning up became the new perspective. Bars up in heaven, steady going through hell. And you might really get it if you go through it yourselves. Don't penny pinch at wishing well, so help me God, I wish you well. I'm so serious, can't you tell, or do I have to fucking yell? On a vision, it's the culture that we live in. Work my ass off day and night, nothing handed to me or given. Lord, I pray forgiveness for all of my sins, but how can they recover when I snap like this again? I swear,
refuse to show love when I come to your city. Too far above for reasons no pity, or on a mission when I come back. Hit the stage and run that respect. You gotta front that. Can I get it?
My respect for the shit they have done, like I'm kissing the ring. What the fuck are they on? Only taking the L when I'm facing a blunt. When I'm facing right now is a couple of chumps, and they rocking the bench and they trying to start warming it up, but they don't have the heart. Pain and real energy, don't worry, the remedy is lyrical shuffle, digging shallow graves. Price to pay for failing to behave. Now I'm holding y'all accountable on the count of the game, cause y'all fucking it up and allowing the same. Why, hey,
motherfuckers, it just follows like trouble. Made a promise, not a threat, to come back. Man, I warned you, don't touch the stove when it's coming off the stovetop. I just let that steam off and turn my gold bars real hot. Cross that line for nothing, I will not. Though when I walk through Shadow Valley, I see Kano at the neck, and he chewing them up and spitting them out. Call me a cannibal, call me a beast, I'm unleashed. Blatant disrespect upon the first connect. Well, I don't like the way you're showing up.
Go, get him, yellow sub.
Cross has got them lined up, used to get him, then I got him.
If you refuse to show love when I come to your city, too far above for reasons so petty, or on a mission when I come back. Hit the stage and run that respect, you gotta front that.
Can I
get it?
About that. Now, whenever we make a reference in there, so one of the things I want to point out.
Breaking up.
Oh, my fault. Hopefully you can hear me. We got this internet over here, and it's kind of crazy. Are we good? You hear me? Am I still breaking up?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I can't do much about it, but what I will say is that you'll hear a reference like, I'm not a killer, and I will never reference something like I'm killing something. So if you hear it, that's not literal. That must be figurative. Just so you know, because I ain't ever fronting like that. Like, I was talking to Nick Player, and he said Savannah, Georgia is like that. I can't relate. So it's all good. So let us know what you think about that. Now, right now you're rocking with the DCYS show, and hopefully get some more callers in here. Who's next?
860-826, you're live.
What up, though, man? It's your boy from Connecticut, man, on the check-in, man. How you guys doing tonight?
What's good, man? How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain. Can't complain today. You know, today was a good day. We all woke up, right? You know what I mean?
Ain't that the truth, man? Why don't you let the audience know who we're talking to right now?
Yo, this is Mikey Cerace, man, from Connecticut, man. Torrington, you know, 860 in the building.
You know what I mean? 860.
Yeah, man, you know, I'm out here trying to get it, man. I'm trying to turn these views and all this stuff into some kind of currency, man. You know what I mean?
You be getting some views.
I've been getting a lot of love, man. It's just, yo, it needs to turn into money now, man. I need, like, you know, like a sponsor or something crazy, like, you know what I mean?
Well, if you keep grinding, sure enough, it will.
Yeah, I'm definitely on the grind, on the grizzle tip, for real. But I'm shout out some of my links, you know what I'm saying? You guys can check me out on Facebook at MikeySurace. Real life, down to earth, real funny dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm a dad at the end of the day. But I got this rap music popping, though, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So y'all should check that out.
You know, I was going to say, you got some projects coming up? What you got going on?
I do got a couple projects coming up, but nothing's set in stone. So, you know what I'm saying? Until it's set in stone, I don't really want to speak on it because then, you know, you speak on it, don't happen. It's the worst, man.
I hear you.
You know what I'm saying? So,
I hear you.
But right now, I'm trying to get a couple shows together, put together a couple shows out in Connecticut and really hit the studio a lot harder and getting ready to really – I have a lot of songs that are – about to be put up on the SoundCloud. The SoundCloud page is getting built. I'm building a whole bunch of websites, you know. So when I go to really start promoting a little harder, I'm going to have a lot more things to just throw out than my Facebook. But
yeah, I hear you saying, man. Well, listen, you know, you're on the right track. Obviously, I'm jealous how many views you got, bro. I'm just saying. But
even,
you know what I mean? Like, it's not
even like that.
No, it's funny, though. But, Mikey, I got some other calls I want to get to, but I definitely want to give you the opportunity to spit because I know you go in sometimes. So you want to let people know what you're about?
Yeah, man. Usually I turn up. I got that turn-up music, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's getting closer to Valentine's Day, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do a little something different, you know what I mean? I got this song I've been working on called Round 2, so I'm going to spit some of that, you know what I mean? It goes face down, ass up, bite the pillow if I'm going too rough. Wipe the sweat and the tears from your eyes. She going round two, baby girl, no surprise. I know you like it rough, pull your hand shit, biting on your lips, thugging on your hips. Pull you closer, my fingers got a touch, give you a rush, what you think? Going hard in the pink, this is how I do it. Gotta stay fly, if she going by, take it to my spaceship. We could lick a wild like this, you should have seen it when she dipped. Damn. I make a breakfast, and then I got a beat, skeeted on her cheeks. Damn, she a freak of the week. Gotta take a pic, post it to my wall, and she gonna like it all. She'll be in my inbox like this, and I wicker like a wow in the pussy, just like this. It's a Moet thing, and that's just a preview. You know, it's a crazy
preview,
club.
Round
man,
two.
Man. Round two, man. You guys can check that out, man.
Yeah, looking forward to it, man. Is that out right now?
That is actually on my Facebook wall, actually. I'm going to check this out. I'm going to repost it right now. So if y'all are listening, go check out Mikey Cerace at Facebook.com, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to drop the video right now. So that's what I'll do.
All right, man. Well, listen, we look forward to hearing from you again. Definitely going to check that link out. And you keep calling up, man. Look forward to hearing from you again.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate you guys, man. Shout out Black Tear, Blackout Radio, and you guys have so many shows, man. I try to figure out what show is this one right here.
Dr. Kano and Yellow Sub.
All right, yo. Shout out to you guys, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate this opportunity.
All love, man. All love. All right, Mikey, you be good, all right?
Yeah, you too, man.
Yeah, man. All right, man. If you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. I like to let people talk, promote themselves, and engage in some conversation, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, hopefully stay on the line and all that good stuff. That was Mikey Cerace. His last name is Surace, if you did not know. So check out his song, Round 2. All right, Mr. Black Tear, who's next?
616-617, you live.
Hey, boss man. This is Jake the Wolf Ackerberg. I'm giving a big shout-out to Eddie. I'm not a rapper, or an artist. I'm from Michigan. I'm from Muskegon, Michigan. I'm a pro cage fighter, but I'm also a fight manager and trainer. So I promote a lot of. I've been thinking about this with a lot of other shows I've been doing on here. I use a lot of different music for other people walk out, and what I want to do is kind of find some independent artists or artists that are upcoming, and the best way I know to get your word out is to spread your music through other events. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
I think that's a great opportunity. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And I've been thinking about it, and I got a fight. I got a pro fight. My pro debut coming up Saturday up in Jackson, Michigan. And I have, in about 3 months, I have two more fighters that are coming out, making their pro debuts, and they're underneath my management. And I really want to give out a big shout out, and I'm trying to find other people that can enhance their careers through MMA. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I think that's crazy. I can never imagine the kind of mindset you have to be in to beat the shit out of somebody. You know what I mean? I don't know how you do that, but that's what's up.
Yeah, it's really intense. Like, the training is intense, but at the end of the day, a lot of MMA fighters are really humble people. They just showboat too much, you know what I mean? Sometimes, but if you're really into the mixed martial arts of it, then it's really honorable and really, really intense.
Yeah. I agree. Now, for the people that want to send you music, because they want you to feature the song as you're walking out to go beat the shit out of somebody, how can they send that to you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I totally forgot. You can add me on Facebook. It'd be Jake, my last name is spelled A-C-K-E-R-B-E-R-G. Definitely hit me up. And I got a lot of sponsors coming up right now, and I got some sponsors that we really need to promote that are looking for independent music, and that'd be really, really great to work out for sponsoring Blackout Radio. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree with that. So if you're listening, please send some music over to Jake Ackerberg, so he can put you on. Listen, Jake. I want you to win. I want you to start that pro career off right. Get that W. Let it be by punches, you know. But do your best, man. I hope you kick the shit out of somebody, and you're on YouTube or something, or a world star, even better, for that special knockout, man.
Yeah, you can definitely you can find some of my fights on YouTube. If you just look up Jake Ackerberg. But I'm gonna let you guys go so we can get some of these other artists out here. And if Mikey's still listening to, definitely have him hit me up. If you're listening, hit me up on Facebook, man.
I'll relay the message just in case you didn't, kind of hung up. But man, best of luck, and hopefully you get all that good music so your fight starts off right. All right, good luck.
All right, thanks.
All right, be good, man.
You too, man.
Thank you. Callers, if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. That's the first time we got a MMA fighter call up on this show. So I definitely wishing the best of luck. Damn, it takes quite a mentality to go into the octagon, man. I don't know if you guys are fans like I am, but I respect that craft. By the way, he's Jake Ackerberg at Facebook.com. So, yeah, hit him up. If you want us to play your music, too, you can send us an email with your music at the official. DCYS@gmail.com. And if you're on the line, please hold. We will get to you. We have 15 minutes left, and I want to get through as many people as possible. So let's go. Who we got next, Mr. Black Tear?
219-488, you lie. Yo.
What's good? What's happening?
What up, bro? The tape breezy, bro. Southside is shy, bro. Repping Money Train.
Money Train.
Yeah, Money Train,
man?
Bro. Nah, man, chillin', man. How you doing?
I'm all right, you know. Spend my Wednesday night with you guys and that sort of thing. You got a social media? You want to shout out to the people listening?
Yeah, man. You can add me on the book, Dante Johnson. That's my real page. I got a music page. You can look up Money Train Music page. You can look me up on YouTube, Tay Breezy, right? Tay Breezy. I'm working on the mixtape, Boss Up Like Trey. And I know my homie Trayvon. I got a lot of shit on YouTube. You can look it up.
Now, can you spell your name just in case they misspell it when they're looking you up?
T-A-E-B-R-E-E-Z-Y.
All right. You say Dante Johnson?
Yeah, Dante Johnson. D-O-N-T-E-J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And you can look me up on Twitter. I am Dome Squad.
All right. So how long you been doing your thing, man?
Man, honestly, bro, I've been rapping since I was a shorty, like not really in the studio, just, you know, rapping with my cousins, writing down lyrics and shit. But I really started taking it serious when I was like 16, 17. I'm 22 now, but I had got locked up and shit, so that slowed me down. But shit, now I think I'm back better than ever.
Yeah, man. What kind of perspective did you get when you got locked up?
Man, you know, I just started looking at things. I started humbling myself, you know. Started looking at things, looking at the bigger picture, appreciating more, cherishing life more, you know. Cherishing the little shit. And just really just, you know, got me on my square. And just really just focus on this music. Got to it.
Yeah. Now, what you got coming out right now? You got an album coming out, mixtape?
I got a mixtape, Boss Up Like Trey.
Boss Up Like Trey. All right. Where can they find that?
The Boss Up Like Trey mixtape ain't out yet, but I got I leaked a couple songs, so you can look up Pull Up, Tay Breezy Pull Up, Tay Breezy Roll, that Tay Breezy Skrill. That's them all for the tape right there, but I ain't dropped the tape yet.
All right. So listen, when that tape drops, man, make sure we find out so we can help promote it. You know what I'm saying?
Man, yeah, you know I got y'all, man. What's up? Y'all want to hear something real fast?
Of course we do. Take it away, Tay Breezy.
I say, like I said, bitch, I'm from Crossroads. The bitch is going down. I ain't even flexing, but I stay humble, living in the jungle now. I'm bossed up, praying on fumble. Look at all my niggas. I got them right with me. Y'all be going dumb. I don't think they hit me. Hot as in the city. Y'all just want the millies. Keep the other shit. I just want a Bentley. I say, right back to these bitches. Stankin' assholes, always want a picture, trying to be my missus. I can't be committed, don't think that they get it. I just want the riches. With my nigga Rich, we be on a mission. Fuck the opposition. Fuck the competition, fuck the coppers with them. I be with bro hustle, I don't need no muscle. Catch me with the train, 30s in a muzzle. Bought me for the jeans, them like 17. Can't forget that 17 in my jeans. Bet you can't imagine thumbing through the shit. Pound after pound, running through the shit. Free the gun again, we reduce some shit. This shit ludicrous, think I'm losing it. Train.
Yeah, Money Train. Tay Breezy, good shit, man.
Yeah,
listen. So when you get that, when you drop that that mixtape, make sure we know about it, right?
I guess y'all, bro. All
right, man. You be good. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for showing love, and I look forward to hearing from you again.
All right, bro. All
right, bro. You be good. Have a good one. All right. All right. So that was Mr. Dante Johnson, a.k.a. Tate Breezy, doing his thing. Shout out to the callers tonight, man. You guys did a great job so far. We do have a couple callers online still. We will get you. Please hold. And we're getting to the next one right now. Who's next?
661-440, you lot. Yeah, yay. What it do?
What's good, man? Who are you listening to?
Hey, Mr. Get It In, calling out of Bakersfield, California. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
representing the 12-gauge production, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in. What it do?
Chilling, man, just like yourself, apparently. Although, just 3 hours later. what's your social media, man?
Man, up here, man, trying to get a promotion on Duceil Tribe. And my new company that's coming, and hey, we got some really good music. You know what I'm saying? It's not just all about, you know, gold and everything and what you got and what you own and all that. You know, we speaking on real life situations.
All right. Now, can like if people want to contact
we
you?
We party music, too. We have what you need. You know what I'm saying? You know, check us out. The first video we did is on YouTube right now. Right. It's called Hard Times. And, hey, we trying to get it in, man.
Now, how can they follow you or reach you? What's your social media? Your Twitter,
well,
Facebook,
right now,
all that?
Well, it's like I'm on Facebook, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm on Instagram. I'm on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? And especially on YouTube. Check out the video on YouTube. It's called Hard Times, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah,
you be trying to get in, bro.
Now, how is the West Coast vibe over there, man?
Man, the West Coast vibe right now is really nice, man. You know, I love it. It's a lot of people, especially coming out of my town, man, Bakersfield, California. You know what I'm saying? Big up to Baby Top, you know what I'm saying? And, Young Loken, you know, all the Bakersfield guys is getting it in right now, just putting out some really good music.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up, man. So we do have a couple callers left, and I want to allow you to kind of spit and let them know what you're about, like West Coast flavor, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. Like, well,
got a little something cooked up?
Okay, I'm a bust a little something, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
Here we go, right here. I spit shots, hit blocks, and take knots. Serve heat rocks, and I can't be stopped. Keep game on lock. Kill them all off and flocks, hard heads and hard knots. AKs and Glock, trees and rocks. OG, D's and drops. Deuce Hill and Woot Wop, ball heads and long crop. Sex with foreplay, good and bad ways. 12 or 20 gauge, you flip the front page. Skrill in all ways, make my crime pay. Blunts to parlay, him but no chase. Destiny me face, see him back again. Busting at the niggas that used to be so-called friends, and I'm gone. You know,
going hard. Oh, good shit.
Hey, that's
I like
me.
That.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get it in, bro.
Nah, you're definitely doing your thing, and I like that. I definitely like the energy part there. All right. Now listen, I do have to let you go, but make sure you check in again, and whatever you want to promote, we're on here 10 to 11 every Wednesday, man. All right. Keep doing your thing.
Yeah. So good looking out, man, and much love to you guys, man. It's well appreciated, you know what I'm saying? What y'all guys doing is a good thing.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for showing love.
For sure, 100.
All right, peace, man. He went in right there. I like that. That was good. Good flow. Good energy. I like when people manipulate their voice. I definitely enjoy that. So I think we have time for two more callers, and then we unfortunately got to wrap up the show. Again, if you want to send us music for us to play it like we played ours today at 10:30, the official dcys@gmail.com. But all right, let's get to the next caller.
617-899, you're live.
Yo, peace, fellas. What's good? I called in yesterday. My name's Ryan. I work with Wu-Tang Management and Tragedy Gaddafi, so I just wanted to, you know, let the fans know, you know, a couple of things that's in the works and shit like that.
Right.
I just got off the phone with Trag, actually, and he was saying that he wants to come on your show and shit like that, so I appreciate you showing me love. You know, I told him, good luck. I told him what you guys were all about. And, you know, he said he wanted to call in. He going to have QB Rap P. Just made a project with him. It's called Live Generals. Make sure you check that shit out. It's crazy. It's got, you know, production from Dr. G. He's one of the illest producers over in the UK right now. And, you know, it got RZA on there. You know, got Tech. It got Tech, Lil Fame, you know, so the shit's going to be hot. And, the other thing, just wanted to let you know, Hellraiser he's going to be the subject of a documentary. You know, he came back from a brain aneurysm and shit like that, so that shit's going to be, you know, crazy, yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Tough.
Yeah, it's going
that could,
good.
That could be some serious shit, an aneurysm. Believe me, I know that. Now,
no doubt.
with respect to arranging an interview, how can we contact you?
I actually got your number and everything. You know, I can hit up Eddie. You know,
yeah.
Trach,
sure.
Trach could just call into the show or some shit. You know what I mean? He said,
yeah,
you know, he'd be willing
saying,
to
yeah.
do
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Right. So, I think I'm cool with that.
Cool.
Whatever, well,
we keep
him on the spot. You know, that's how we roll.
All right, awesome, brother. And yeah, whatever way you want to do it, you know, it's cool with us. So, you know, we just want to show you support because you guys are doing, you know, some ill shit right now. It's dope how you get, you know, a lot of talented MCs, you know, get them out there and shit like that. You know, there's only one way to do it. So, you know, let's get people
Listen,
in.
Ryan,
so,
definitely, yep. Definitely have them hit up Eddie, and we'll exchange contact information, and we'll go from there. All right? I think
no
that's
doubt,
good.
I appreciate it.
All day, man, and keep checking us out. Keep promoting your people, man. The tragedy and all that, Hellraiser and all that. So we can know what's going on. All right.
No doubt. Thanks, fellas. Peace.
God, man, be good. Peace. All right, I think we got time for one more caller. You never know who you're gonna come across on these airwaves, man. I'll say that much. Doesn't matter if you're big fish or small fish, man. You never know. So we got one more call. I think we had about 10 tonight. You guys did a great job. Let's keep it going. One more. Who we got on the line, man?
252-799, you're live.
Peace. How y'all
what
brothers up? Doing, man?
I'm all right, man. How are you?
Maintain. This, you know what I'm saying, holding my square down to still writing, pressing my rhymes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's on the line right now? Why don't you tell the audience who we're talking to right now?
By the way, my name is ONYSGODAWA2LS8H underscore law. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I'm from Plymouth, North Carolina. I got a Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? You can go type in underscore law. Then you're going to see Barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W. You'll see my page right there. And you'll see a brother named the Lord Elijah, a couple cats, you know, so from up there, from up top, from down why. So, you know, I went to the Mini Man March spot like, let me see, it's like 2 years ago, true indeed. And that's how I met the brother. See, I met the Lord, I would say like 11 years or at least about like 10 years ago. You know what I mean? Because
okay.
I've been to the Mini Man March before in 2005. And I went 2015. So, you know, I did an acapella flow for the brother. And that's how I made my, you know what I'm saying, skill been known to the brother. I did a few things, though, around in my neighborhood, too, man, you know, making my shit been known to others who don't even know, you know, I be spitting and shit. So, you know, I'm going to kick these bars, man.
Yo, are you giving some bars? Just like
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You giving some bars, man. Yeah.
P-Town is the way we gets down money and gets honey. I go through hell, but the keys are self. Getting this green, got to get dough. Making a move on with the street, watching out for cypher police. Meet all my people on the block. We don't give a buck about the cop. We on the corner on the block. The day or night, why the I'm with the hungry wood is a 90s eating that. No snitches allowed. Why y'all went there to sell y'all soul to the satanic government up in America, which is called the defaulted seal of the Babylonian of defaulting the government. I'm like Loba Jewel Ali, born in Nancy, former tribal Trevor Key. That's what I'm working on right now. So I'm just, you know, getting the bars together and shit. You know, so I'm just giving a little sample out there. That's all it is.
Well, you keep writing, you keep trying to make that music, and keep working hard, and you'll get somewhere, you know what I mean? That's how it is. You got to put energy in there. That's
true
just
that,
what it
true
is.
That. True that.
You know what I mean? But we got to wrap up because we're closing at 11. So we're kicking all the shoppers out to the front of the store. But I want you to definitely check in with us again and spend some more heat. All right?
True that. I call in like the next... I'm going to see the next day or, the next night, well, I'm going to go back over the, you know what I'm saying, bars where I just spit, well, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go through the whole shit because it's like the lyrics of the poetry, I'm telling the story about what's going on in Plymouth. So it's like it's long-ass rhymes, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know.
No, I hear you,
it's
man.
It's like I already got it in my head. So, you know, once I go over them tonight, I'm going to call in the next, you know what I'm saying? The next day, I'm going to drop the same shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to write some other shit. But after I master that craft, and you know, I'm going to just keep writing. So I'm coming on the air like every weekend, things of that nature. Just got to keep writing. Come up with some more other shit.
You have to keep performing too.
Hey,
yeah,
yo, man.
That's it.
Yeah, true that.
Practice.
I'm going to for sure have a good
perfect,
night,
bro.
Man. And
yep.
I'm going to hit y'all up the next day. I'm going to be spitting that same shit like I just spit right there. And every that's like half of the shit I just spit. But I got more to that, though. You know what I mean?
All right. Yeah, I'm with you. I appreciate you coming on, showing some love.
Yeah.
And definitely calling in again, all right?
Oh, that's what I said this too. Peace to the Wu-Tang Clan. Peace to the Killer Army. Peace to Hellraiser. Also, peace to Hellkeo. You know what I'm saying? The man, woman, child. You know what I'm saying? That's already been out. But, you know, I'm not even not on that album. But, you know, I'm less like affiliated Hellkeo member. Put it that way. You know what I mean? And also, peace to my hometown. You know, it's Plymouth, North Carolina, which is P-Town, which is called Power Town. Peace to Double Up, I mean Double R. Peace to my man Gerard Besser, you know what I'm saying? Be making beats well. See who else out there. But also my man Young Music, you know what I'm saying? I'm also give a shout out to my brother named Seth B. Law. He originated from P-Town, but he in Cali right now, so he got married with his wife. So peace to the God up there. Also, I want to shout out to the North Nation Gods and Urban Man Y. Also, shout out to the Gods in Raleigh, Durham. You know, shout out to all my people all over. You know what I'm saying? The whole globe.
Yeah.
Y'all keep that shit real, man. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Keep it true and living hip hop.
That's it, baby.
Peace.
You got any more shout outs?
Oh, yeah.
Peace,
one
man.
One more thing, man. I'm going to lay it down like this. One more thing. And me and some cats, man, we're supposed to get in the studio soon, man. We're supposed to do a track about Martin Luther King, yo. So you know, I'm just like going to write a track about Martin Luther King. I'm writing the tracks about him, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, a few other you know, it's a few greatest, you know what I'm saying? I might say leaders.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And founders of the Witness of North America. You know, some of these brothers, it's already been known because they made itself being known. It's the same way you're making your voice being known. You know what I'm saying? Through, you know, the rise of your creation. You know what I'm saying? It's all about being a created person, basically in your own talents, in your own original individual way. You know? So that's how I look at them brothers, you know, that they was created in their own original way, you know what I'm saying? To bring forth a rise in this movement. You know what I mean? So, you know, you got the Numians, you know what I'm saying? Cherokee, you know, they were also, you know what I'm saying, original Indians. No, so at the end of the day, we're all original peoples, man.
Absolutely, man. And that's it.
Peace.
Peace.
Indeed. If I'm going to spit that shit for y'all the next day, man, you know what I'm saying? It could be the same shit, but it's not the same shit. But I'm speaking
about hot.
Peace.
Don't worry
it's
about
be
it,
the same shit, yo. I got y'all, man. All
right, baby. Be good. Peace.
Peace. You too. One love.
One. All right, man. So that's our show. Definitely check us out next week. You're rocking with Dr. Connor Wett.
Yellow Sub.
And we hope to hear from you next week. Have a good one. Peace.
Peace.